Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Victorious Living. We are grateful to have you with us this evening. As always, we are blessed and highly favored. Yes, we are. We are blessed and we're highly favored. Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Just keep our minds stayed on you, Master. Keep our minds. Oh, God, we just thank you. We thank him today. We thank him for his many blessings that he has bestowed upon us. Yes, that we can be here in his presence this day, this very minute, this very hour. And we thank him for you. Glory to God. Glory to God. We want to first start out this evening, yes, with our concerns for our nation. Yeah, we definitely need to pray for our nation. Mm-hmm. We stand in need of prayer. Yes, 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 yes. Our nation as a whole, everywhere, we need prayer. Yes, 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 yes. We want to also lift up those who are dealing with chronic depression. Yes, chronic depression. Yes, Master. We know that God is not the author of chronic depression. He wished that you would be free. And be able to laugh and enjoy your life. Yes, he does. We want to lift up those who are oppressed. Yes, those who are completely oppressed. And many times feel that there is no way out. They can't seem to just walk by faith. We want to lift our sisters and brothers up today who are dealing with this. Yes, yes, yes. We know that the adversary comes to rob, steal, kill, and destroy. Yes. But God said that I come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, Master, thanking you, Lord, for the opportunity that you've given us, that we can come before your throne of grace, oh God, your throne of mercy, Master. We want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Master, because if it had not been for you, where would we be? Oh God, we thank you, God. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who died on that old rugged cross. He could have came down, oh God, but he chose to stay up there that he may redeem mankind. And we want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, because we know the end of the story, he did come down. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. He came down. And we know that in essence, he has left the Holy Spirit with us, right among us. To live and to dwell, to lead and to guide. Master, we are grateful today. Master, we come lifting up those who are depressed, oh God. Those who are oppressed, Master. Master, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, God, that they hear this word, oh God, and that they will know that they can be set free, that there is a reality in serving you. That all they have to do is call on you and you will come. Yes, you will come. And we thank you in advance for deliverance. Hallelujah. And everybody said, amen. Yes, we are just grateful today. Yes, we are. We are grateful for the many blessings that he has bestowed upon us. Yeah. And we know that each month we usually start a new word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is when you're led by the Spirit. When you're led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and be me and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, there was no God. There was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's in Isaiah 43:10. Yes. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for his word. We thank him for just allowing us to be here today. Mm-hmm. We thank him for his grace and we thank him for his mercy. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give him all praise today. The word that we have for this day, for this moment, is do good. Hallelujah. Do good. Mm-hmm. And we're going to just move right on into our lesson. We want you to make sure that you go and get your water, because we know that we have learned the importance of drinking water, how water purifies that body. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And how water is good for you. It's good for the body. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. We're going to turn this evening to the book of Ephesians. Yeah. Turn with me to the book of Ephesians. Mm-hmm. We're going to start out Ephesians chapter 3. Mm-hmm. Ephesians chapter 3. And I'm just going to tell you a little bit about this, the book of Ephesians. Ephesians, this letter is from Paul, chosen by God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus. It is written to God's holy people in Ephesus, who are faithful followers of Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. He says, may grace and may peace be yours, sent to you from God, our Father, and Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 through 2. And I need you to just turn right on over to chapter 3 with me. And we're going to start at verse 14. And we see here that in do good, which is our title today, the do good here is Paul's praying for spiritual empowering. Yeah. He's praying for the people. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. So he's in the congregation and he's standing before them and he desires to just bless them right there. And so we see here in verse 14, it says, when I think of the wisdom and the scope of God's plan, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father. Why? Why would Paul fall and pray? Why would he do that? Could it be that he realized that God is greater than his yesterday? He's greater than his tomorrow. Hallelujah. That God is just great, and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Look at verse 15. And verse 15 says, the creator of everything in heaven and on the earth. He's the creator of everything in heaven and everything on earth. So right here we see that our brother Paul, he realizes that he is not very likely. He's not like any other man. Mm-mm. But he is the creator of heaven and of earth. Glory to God. He has the ability to speak, and men will live, and he can speak, and men will die. But not only that, God has the ability to just operate without mankind.
But he chose us. Yes. He loves us. He chose us. He created us in his image. He created us in his likeness. Hallelujah. Verse 16 says, I pray that from this glorious, unlimited resources, he will give you mighty inner strength through his Holy Spirit. Now listen to this. Look, let's look at that. Really look at that. And this is really somebody that's really concerned about you. They're not having second thoughts. Yeah. They're not mad with you yesterday, and they're going to befriend you today, and then they're going to go back and be angry with you. No. Look at this. Look at what he's saying. He said, I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resource that he will give who? You. Talking about us. Mighty inner strength. Glory to God. Through his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. His glorious, unlimited resources, his cattle on 1,000 hills, his rivers and his valleys. Look at this. His mountains and his oceans. Hallelujah. It all belongs to him. But he's saying here, his unlimited resources. Yeah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Give you that A or that college degree. I'll give you that doctrine. Yeah. That he alone has the ability to make sure that you get it. Glory to God. Anybody listening to me? He can give you that house. Hallelujah. That everybody said that you would never mount to anything. But we're talking about who has unlimited resources. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We're talking about someone who will anoint and can appoint. Hallelujah. He has that ability. He has that resource. He can just speak it. He can just breathe on it. Hallelujah. And it's going to come to pass. His Holy Spirit, who is the keeper and the guide for the believer. Hallelujah. Yeah. All to be kept. All to be kept by Jesus. All to be kept by the Most High God. Look at verse 17. And I pray that Christ will be more and more at home in your heart as you trust in him. Did you hear that? He said, I pray that Christ will be more and more at home in your heart as you trust him. Yeah. So he's saying here that when you begin to trust God, hallelujah, when you begin to trust him, then you become familiar with him. Then you begin to have a personal relationship with him. And then you become to desire him. Hallelujah. Yeah. Sin is no longer there. That righteousness, hallelujah, righteousness becomes a part of your soul. Yeah, this is what he's saying here. He said, keep him near in our hearts every day as we go to and fro. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Keep me near the cross. Hallelujah. Will he do it? Yes, he will. May your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love. Let me say that again. May your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love. Anybody here don't need the love of God? Anybody listening don't need him?
We need his love to be rooted and grounded in our hearts so we can truly be followers of Christ. Look at 18. And may you have the all God's people should. How wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love really is. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness on that out here? Can I get somebody to attest to this? How wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. How deep it really is. This is a verse to really think about, to meditate on, to soak into this verse. No other love. No other. Yeah. Verse 19, may you experience the love of Christ, though it is so great, you will never fully understand it. Hallelujah. I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why he cares. Oh, but I know he sacrificed. He sacrificed his life. Yes, he did. I don't know why. He said, then you will be filled with the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. Hallelujah. Now, this is our brother here. This is our brother, and he's talking to us from his heart. Can you feel? It's his word from the heart. Yeah, I can feel it. He is able to do for more than we can ever think, more than we can ever act. Yeah. We will never, never fully understand the depths of his love. Why did he care to die on that cross for mankind? Why did he care to be beaten and brought and to be hung on that old rugged cross? We will never, never truly understand the depths of his love. Now glory will be to God. By his mighty power at work within us, he is able to accomplish indefinitely more than we would ever dare to hope or to ask. The mighty power, this is what he's saying, that is at work through keeping me, hallelujah, I'm talking about myself, and through keeping me from unrighteousness, hallelujah, all to be kept by Jesus. Mm-mm-mm. And what's going on in this particular prayer? He's doing something good. This is a good prayer because he's prophesying to us, yes, of things to come, things to hope. Hallelujah. Verse 21, and he says, may he be given glory in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever through endless ages. So what he's saying here is we should never miss an opportunity to praise God. Never. We should never have to be begged and pleaded with to just say something good about God. That should not be in our DNA. We should always have lips that can move to the praises of our Almighty God. Our hearts should always be perked up and our mind remembering all the blessings that he has bestowed upon us from day one up until now. How he kept us when we didn't even know our names. How he brought us over. How he crossed us over. Glory to God. Yeah. He's just that kind of God. He is. He is the Redeemer. Look at verse 18 again. And it says, how wide. We don't know how wide. Yeah. He says, you have the power to understand. You may have the power to understand, as all God's people should. How wide, how long, how high, and how deep God's love really is. Glory to God. Yeah. So we should really soak this particular prayer. Soak it. Soak it into our spirit. Meditate to what Brother Paul is saying to us here. Yes. Yeah. Verse 16 says, he said that I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, that he will give you mighty inner strength through his Holy Spirit. And what he's saying here in essence is, sure, we fall weak. Sure, sometimes we get weak. But Paul is saying that he prays that we will find strength. Hallelujah. Through the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to remind you that the Holy Spirit is a gift. Yeah. You can't go work for it. You can't go buy it in a grocery store. He's a gift. And all you have to do is receive the gift. Yes. Just receive the gift. God has given it freely through his son Jesus. It's been given to us freely to come and to lead and to guide us. But now, I'm talking to the believers. Because the believers desire to be led. Yeah. The believers desire to be protected. Glory to God. Yeah. Because the Holy Spirit, he comes and this is his assignment. To lead and to guide us into all truths. Truth. Not into anything false. Not into any lies. But into truth. Yes. God desire that we have truth and righteousness in our lives. Hallelujah. So, for any of you today who may feel that you're inadequate, that you can't function, that you can't do all the things that you hear about, either in a Bible study, a Sunday school class, or even in a sermon on Sunday, my brother Paul, today, he desires to bless you, to do good. He desires to do good through blessing you. And not only is he blessing us, but he's showing us what he hopes for us. Yeah, the intentions that are behind the prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The unlimited resources, he says, that God has. Yeah, unlimited. Meaning that you can go to the Father and you can ask the Father. Yeah. Because there are unlimited resources. Unlimited. Yeah. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And that's just a small amount that I'm talking about. God owns it all. He does. And if we walk with him, and if we spend time with him, quality time, glory to God. And if for some reason we desire to have a personal relationship with him, glory, glory to God. He will come in. He will come into your dwelling. He will come into that room. He will come into that prison cell. Yes. He will come into what, solitary? He will come in. All you got to do is call on him. The hospital room. He'll come in. Yes, he will. He'll come into your mind. He will come into your heart. Wherever you are, God will meet you. He will meet you where you are right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has the unlimited resources. He is God. And he's God all by himself. Hallelujah. No one was born saved. Everyone has fallen in sin. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, sin was entered into mankind. Are you listening to me? So never feel that you're all by yourself. Never. Because remember, you have. We all have a Savior. Hallelujah. That we could always go to and repent. Repent. Ask for forgiveness within our heart and desire not to go that way ever again. Yes. It's the heart that God looks at. Hallelujah. He's just that kind of God. He's just that kind of God that you can't figure him out. You have no idea why he loves you, but he does. And your job, your assignment is to just love him and keep his commandments. What a deal. What a deal. That's all you got to do. Repent. Change. Turn from that sin. Hallelujah. Can you do that? Yes, you can. He has unlimited resources. We just heard it tonight. Unlimited resources. He is the creator. He's the creator of heaven and earth. And he created all mankind. No matter what you hear, no matter what has been said to you, God is the creator. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you, any man, desires wisdom, he said, ask. Ask for wisdom, and he will give it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's just that kind of God. He's that kind of God. And he loves us. And he desires that no man would perish, but that every man would come unto repentance. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we are just grateful today. We're grateful for being in your presence. We thank you, Lord, for choosing us. We thank you for picking us. We're going to be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name. Don't forget, we'll see you back here on next Friday and on Sunday evening, God's Favorite Ministry with Pastor Vivian George. Yeah. And do good. You can do good. You can bless someone. Yeah. You can bless your children. Bless your husband. Bless your household. Hallelujah. Bless your vehicle when you get in that vehicle. Pray over that vehicle. Yeah. Ask God to be the driver of the vehicle. Bless it. We bless you and thank God for each and every one of you. Amen.